Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana-owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Steve Sanner bought his first Jiffy Lube franchise in 1985. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters. Local Matters is brought to you by IndianaOwned.com, where you'll find our members that are business owners who want you to know that they live here, work here, and play here. They're the business owners donating food to shelters, sponsoring the Little League teams, and employing hundreds of thousands of people in our state. Every business on IndianaOwned.com falls into one of two categories. They're either an original, meaning the company is Indiana-owned and operated, headquartered here, and not part of an out-of-state chain, or they are a franchise friend, meaning the franchise is Indiana-owned and operated, the owner lives here in Indiana, and is engaged in our community. When you see the Indiana-owned badge, you know you are supporting a local business. And we like to make shopping simple for you as well at our sister company, Indiana.Gifts. Every product you see on there, from the coffee mug to the scarf to the candle, is made by an Indiana-owned company. Take your picks, send a gift to yourself or send it to a friend, and know that you are supporting local along the way. And we want to thank you for supporting local too. Use the discount code LOVELOCAL at checkout, and we'll give you 10% off just to say thank you.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. I'm going back to Indiana. Find local at IndianaOwned.com.
We've been chatting with Steve Sanner of Jiffy Lube of Indiana, who bought his first franchise in 1985. Steve, what's been the hardest part about being a business owner?
Oh, I mean, there are challenges every day. So hardest part, man, that's a good question, Mel. I try not to view things. I mean, if they're challenges, but hard is you just work through it. So I don't really know what's hard. Staffing is hard at times. Right now, staffing's a problem, but we find a way to get it done. The time, the fact you can't put it down at times makes it hard. You know, it's always there. You're 24/7, even when you're on vacation. Mm-hmm. So it takes a certain commitment. You're learning all that too. You've seen it. People don't understand that. People that have, my dad was a school teacher, became a principal and then a school superintendent. He doesn't understand business. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll come out and like, what do you do for a living? Like, you can really just like, I'm out here, we can go have lunch and go play golf. I'm like, yeah, Dad, but you're going to go to bed at 10 and I'm going to be up till 3 mm-hmm. tonight. But I want to play golf with you today, so we're going to go play golf. But I'm just pushing it all back. Mm-hmm. I got stuff I got to do. And so it's never, you get a lot of freedom, but you still, your job has to get done. So I think maybe that's, but it's not hard. It's fun. If you
love what you do, I think it is part of the fun, right? And like, obviously, you don't have to be an oil change expert, right? We're not going to put you
Hopefully
in any
not.
Contests, Steve. But you love creating opportunities for people, and you found a way to do that through Jiffy Lube.
Right.
That's what you've done. And is that the most rewarding part of this for you?
Oh, what we've done with our own people is definitely the most rewarding part. I mean, that's the legacy. That's what feels good. We've had a great. COVID was tough. We had a couple months where we had the busiest week we'd ever had in the history of the company, the first week of March. And by the third week of March, we were down 60%. And so we were on a roll, and we went off the cliff. We kept the stores open. We fought through. We did half-price oil changes for essential workers because they were really mm-hmm. the only ones that were out and about and they had to get places. And We qualified as essential because we keep people on the road, but we were most of the oil changes we did do, we weren't doing that many. Most of them were half price because mm-hmm. they were essential workers, and we wanted to give back to them and thank them for all they were doing during that time. So it was a real gut punch, but our guys hung in there. It was incredible to watch I told people that the culture you create is hard to ever truly understand until you go through a battle, and the COVID was a battle, and to see our guys, we didn't lose a single person. We haven't, like, nobody quit. Mm-hmm. We had to reduce some staffing at times, but it was all, I shouldn't say nobody quit. We had people who got COVID and had to stop, or we had people who moved back home.
Mm-hmm. There were life changes, but nobody's just thrown in the towel. Yeah, I'm out of here.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we've had 15 or 16 new competitors open up, tire stores and other quick lubes that have come into town, and we haven't lost a single person to any of them. So it's been a really, that's when the culture pays, that's when you look back and go, God, all this work we did all these years to really help our people grow and let them know how much we care about their path and helping them stay on it. We have programs where we do short-term loans interest-free. So if anybody gets in trouble, don't go to the payday loan guy and don't start making bad decisions. Because if you make bad decisions, you only compound the problem. Come to us, we'll loan you the money, and just pay it back when you can. The only rule we have is we won't give you a second loan until you've paid the first one back. We fund that program by personal donations. So I give $50 a week out of my paycheck, and our COO gives 25, and other people give 10 or 5. Mm-hmm. Some people give $1 a week. But it goes into this Jiffy Lube Cares Fund, we call it. It's run by our head of HR, and there's a board that the manager of the year sits on, whoever the rookie manager of the year is. So we have a group that decide whether, and we give grants and we give loans. So we had a nine-year-old son of one of our assistant managers died of the flu a few years ago. Mm-hmm. He didn't have enough money to bury him. We gave, that was a grant. Mm-hmm. We'll give you $1,500 so you can bury your son. I mean, it was brutal. We've had people get their house hit by a tornado. So we grant them money. You don't pay this back. Mm-hmm. Most of it, we loan it out and the people pay it back. $5, $10, $20 a week until it's paid back. End of June, I haven't looked at latest numbers, but it's the end of June, we had donated in about $48,000. We'd loaned out $350,000.
Wow.
Because people pay it back and you loan it out again. It just churns. It's like microfinancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been the coolest thing we've ever done to help our people. $500 fixes almost every problem they have. And so, and before we realized that, we had people who would self-implode for $500. Mm-hmm. They would do something stupid that would get them in trouble. And then their life would spiral downward. And like, dude, don't do that. Just come ask us and we'll be there for you. We're all part of the same, we're in this thing together. So, to give somebody $400 or $500 and so they don't get their car repossessed or so they can get their furnace fixed or whatever issues, it seems like it's rarely more than $500.
Steve, I have to interrupt you because I'm trying to sort all of this out. I have interviewed nearly 50 other business owners. Every single one of them has a fantastic story, and they all have a piece of them that makes them a great Indiana-owned member, right? Our mission is to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana. But what you have talked about is on a completely different level. I have never met a business owner that is so invested in the community. Where does this come from? Like, this is deep.
I appreciate that. And it, I think it comes from being the son of school teachers to start with. I think it, and just a passion to make a difference in the world. What's the legacy going to be? I think about my 50th birthday, I asked that question. Like, what am I here for? I used to joke around that I didn't want to think God put me on the planet to make sure the cars in Indiana are properly lubricated. I wanted to believe there was more than that, Mel. I wanted to believe that. So what was my legacy going to be? And having a strong business allows you the luxury of thinking that. Mm-hmm. And so that with the business being as good as it's been, we've had that ability. And we don't have fancy tastes. I don't have a house at Wawasee. I'm not part of a private jet club. I play golf. That's my.
I cheat at putt putt.
That's my passion. Cheat at putt putt. Oh, Mel.
I'm awful. I'm horrible.
But yeah. So I mean, I drive used older cars. I don't have a need for a lot of money. I want to be happy. But to be able to give, to reinvest that and to take care of our people and to see what they can become. Because again, the guys that are coming to work at Jiffy Lube, I mean, I think we have 7 or 8 people that have graduated from college mm-hmm. in the whole company.
Out of 470. Yeah.
So, and you don't need to.
Like no.
The message, yeah. You don't need to go to college. Especially you need to go to college if you want to be a doctor, or a lawyer, an mm-hmm. engineer, scientist.
Yeah,
gotta go to college
for that.
Yeah,
there's definitely career paths that require
right.
further education.
An awful lot of college majors just make you interesting at a cocktail party. They don't really give you any skill. Mm-hmm. It's stuff you can learn in podcast. You can listen to Mel on
yes.
the podcast and learn.
Listen to Local Matters.
You know, so it's not unless you're learning something technical, accounting. Mm-hmm. There are technical things you need to know. The rest of it, I'm just not convinced that it's important. We need to. Not everybody can go to college. Not everybody should go to college. Mm-hmm. But we should have great jobs and great opportunities for those who don't. The world, we are searching for tradespeople right now.
Oh.
You can't find them. You can't find truck drivers.
Yeah.
You make $100,000 a year driving a truck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
There are a lot of opportunities out there.
Right.
And we've pulled them out of the spotlight because we've.
We
oh,
convinced,
gosh, this could be a whole other podcast.
No, we convinced people they need to go to college.
Yeah.
And,
which,
and some people do.
Yeah.
Most people don't. And so I read an interesting book not too long ago about high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, high school was kind of an invention of the late 1800s, early 1900s. We didn't have high school 150 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were agrarian.
You
learned reading, writing, and arithmetic,
yep.
and you went to work in the farm. When the Industrial Revolution started, kids were too young to work in the factories and the steel mills, and they'd get hurt.
It was dangerous.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to park them somewhere, and we kind of invented high school, which until then was really just for the mm-hmm. educational elite, the academic elite who were going to be doctors and lawyers and
mm-hmm.
and people like that. So, we kind of invented high school to park kids for 4 years, and I think, we've done some of that with college. And our kids went to North Central, J. Everett Light School, an incredible place
yes.
up there.
It's
incredible what they
yeah.
do. And we need way more of that because there are good jobs. We have Jiffy Lube managers making $100,000
mm-hmm.
a year. You know, like you can have a nice life in Indiana working at a Jiffy Lube.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for creating that.
Well, everybody helped create that.
I mean,
everyone with a Jiffy Lube sticker in their
yeah.
windows helped create
yeah.
that.
Steve, what would you tell others that want to start their own business? What do you want them to know?
Well, I think you have to understand, I view it, it's a little bit like marriage. Mel, we were talking about mm-hmm. marriage off microphone.
Yeah.
But, it's forever. If you're going to start your business, you're the boss. There's no quitting. There's no leaving. There's no days off. There's no, there's going to be good days. There's going to be bad days. But you have to be committed to seeing it through. You got to fight like hell, and you got to be proud to be someone who's going to stick with it forever. And in that way, it's kind of like the way you should approach a marriage. So
mm-hmm.
I think that idea of never giving up, never quitting. I've for 32 or 33 years, I've had a cartoon on the wall behind my desk. You've probably seen. It's a stork who has a frog in its mouth,
mm-hmm.
but the frog has its hand around the stork's neck, so the stork can't swallow the frog.
Right.
But the frog's in the stork's mouth,
mm-hmm.
it's just his legs hanging out, and it says, never give up. And who's going to win that battle?
Yeah.
One of them's going to give up.
Yep.
That frog, I'm the frog, I'm not giving up. You're not swallowing me, And I think you have to, if you're going to start your own business, that mentality's got to be there. If you're a quitter, If you walk when the going gets tough, you're never going to make it, because there's not a business I can think of that didn't have hard times. And as I said earlier, we were told by a banker
mm-hmm.
to shut it down, wrap it up. You guys have no chance. And just need a new banker.
Need a new banker. We've kind of touched on this, but I want to hear it again. Why does supporting local and being known as Indiana owned matter to you?
Because Indiana's an awesome state, and we got to take care of each other. And I've always valued shopping local personally, and I think it's the community. Yeah, my wife just went to Hunter the Punter's farm. Have you been out there?
I haven't been out there yet, but there was an article about him in my Edible Indie.
I read that.
They're one of our members as well.
She had an amazing day out there talking with Hunter. They went out with it was the garden club.
Yeah.
And hung out there. But what he's doing, it's a community. You know, I want to be part of my community. I want to feed my community like the old days. And that's beautiful. And if we all start thinking in ways like that, take care of each other, take care of the community, shop local. You know, and that's for us, that's why I gave you that smart ass email, like, because I'm local, Mel, I'm local. Come on.
Yep.
We live here too. So I think it is. I think it's important to shop local. And I think the education of that is key. And so what you're doing is amazing, because that's what needs to happen. People need to understand who is local and who isn't local. And I think until when it was Indiana Originals, that's what. Like, oh, come on, man. We're on the outside looking in, but we should be in. And so this has been amazing.
Well, thank you for asking. I mean, you don't know unless you ask, right? Like, you got to talk, you got to have those conversations. And I really appreciate you reaching out to me and being candid and being like, hey, you have something great. Let's make it even better.
Right.
And so I really appreciate that too. I really do.
What a great team.
I love it. We're going to take over the whole state. Here we go. Besides IndianaOwned.com, where can we find out more about you and how can we support your business?
Yeah, I mean, JiffyLubeIndiana.com is our website. A lot of good things going on there. I mean, it's been really interesting to, because you can read about Dumore and you can read about the murals, and you can also read about why to change an air filter and how to change tires. Yeah, I mean, that's probably the best place to go to get started.
And you're all over social media and stuff, too. Yeah, you can find all the links on your profile on our website.
I don't know how to work any of that stuff. I just learned how to use a fax machine the other day. So I hear they're obsolete now. But we have an Insta.
Yeah, you're cool.
Did I say that right?
I think so. I'd have to ask Courtney, our operations manager. She's way cooler than me.
I think we tweet, and we definitely have Facebook. So. We're out there. Melanie from Green Loop does all kinds of great work for us on the social and digital stuff. And I'm trying, my kids give me a hard time about it, but I'm trying to learn.
So my 6-year-old asked me the other day, he had my phone. He goes, Mama, why don't you have TikTok on here? I'm like, really? Mama's not cool enough for TikTok. So don't feel bad, Steve.
Hey, I'll tell you,
we
had the one of the top TikTokers in the world stay at our house for race weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what TikTok was. But Josh Richards, I don't know if you know that name, but Josh and his buddy Griffin and their whole entourage, 6 of them, came and stayed at the house. The guy who manages their investment fund knows my son, and so he invited the whole gang, and it was crazy to watch. I mean, we had young girls in the neighborhood trying to find, like, hiding behind trees to get a view of Josh Richards.
Oh my gosh.
He's a cute, like, 19-year-old kid who lip syncs rap songs while wearing an NBA jersey and his hat backwards. It's 25 million followers on TikTok.
I mean, Josh, if you're listening, you can lip sync our theme song that's about to play as we close the show. So
I will tell you, he was really impressive. Like, I thought he was going to be just like, what is this? Mm-hmm. This is stupid. I look at the TikToks. I'm like, this guy's coming to my, oh, God. he is a sharp young man. He knows exactly what he's doing. He is monetizing TikTok, and he is taking
figuring it out.
It's a whole new world. It's crazy.
I'm resisting. But you know what? I resisted Indiana Owned, and it's paid off. So maybe I'll stop resisting TikTok. Steve Sanner, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters. And thank you for doing your part to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana.
Thrilled to be here, Mel. Great to work with you.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Owned and Indiana.Gifts. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana-owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why local matters at IndianaOwned.com. And if you're an Indiana business owner, join our community at IndianaOwned.com/apply. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. I'm going back to Indiana. Find local now at indianaowned.com.